Blog Talk Radio.
From Chicago, it's the show where everyone comes to chat. It's the 411 Lounge on Blog Talk Radio. And now, here's your host, LeVar Evans.
And what's going on, 411 Lounge Nation? You are tuned in to 411 Lounge. I am LeVar. So happy to be with you this evening. Whenever we get a chance to get together, we always have really, really wonderful guests. And my guest tonight is no exception. I'm so excited to have her. I guess if I were to... I spent the last week or so trying to come up with the proper introduction that I think would give this show what it needs. One of the things is that when I first saw our guest, I came across her a few years ago on X, now Twitter, whatever you want to call it. And I was amazed at not only her, but her performances that she does through everything that she does and the love that she has from her fans. And, you know, she is, and I'm sure, and she won't say it, but I will, but she is a multi-award winning actress. And, of course, the accolades haven't stopped since she started in the business. I think now over a few years ago, she has won AVN Awards, XBiz Awards. She has won Fleshbot Awards. The list goes on. And I want to congratulate her before we even begin tonight for the second year in a row. She won the Gender X Films Model of the Year at the Trans Erotica Awards. And she also that night took home the trophy for the best threesome slash moresome scene. And I know everyone says, you know, she is the best of both worlds. I say that Brittany Cade is like a great Thanksgiving dinner. You have everything there. And I am so glad to welcome the beautiful Brittany Cade to the program. Brittany, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me. That was a wonderful introduction.
We try, but no, we're thankful because, like I said, you know, you could be anywhere but here, and I'm, you know, we've got a lot to cover, and we'll also have a little bit of fun later on because we're going to do some rapid fire questioning. So I always have fun with those, but I wanted to start first because in preparing for this show, I try to do as much research as I could. And from what I understand, and, you know, for you began your road from your time of transitioning to Brittany Cade at 13, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, I did.
So tell me about that road. And was there anything different that you would have done now that you've gone from there to there? Because some people, they look down the road and they say, nope, wouldn't have changed a thing. Or I wish I would have done this sooner, or I wish I would have done it this way. Is there anything different that you would have done, or do you feel that, you know, there's nothing that you would change?
Personally, I feel like I don't regret anything. Everything I've done has definitely made me into the woman that I am today. But, you know, it was a different time back then, and it wasn't as easy for children to transition, I don't think. Like, I literally dropped out of school at the seventh grade because I just was, like, bullied relentlessly. And it was definitely a tough upbringing for sure. But, you know, I've been living as female for the past 11 years now, so it's pretty crazy, but I feel like a veteran in the trans community in a way.
And there's a lot of people, you know, unfortunately in this world, because, I mean, I'm not going to hide the elephant in this room, there's so much, it seems, especially lately in the last year or so, it seems to be a lot of I don't know, I wouldn't call it fear, but like a lot of hate. And, you know, you went through it at a time in which, you know, it's something that a lot of people go through all the time. And what advice would you give to those that are going through what you went through?
Well, firstly, I would like to agree with you in that I do feel like when I transitioned, there wasn't, although I was like really bullied, there wasn't as much hate as there is today for the trans community, which is kind of sad. Back then, like people didn't really even know what it was. But now I think they just, you know, it's become like the butt of a joke or something. And, you know, for people that might look up to me, I would definitely give them the advice to like, definitely don't take what other people think seriously. Live your authentic self and truth and do what makes you happy. And at the end of the day, like, even if it's your family, there's, you only have yourself and you have to put yourself first.
Wow. So is that the advice that if you could go back in time, you would give that to your younger self?
It would definitely, yeah, probably. It would have made my life a little bit easier. I think I mean, I did transition younger, so I did have the support, but even getting into the industry, like, I felt a lot of just the stigma that I think any adult actor, actress feels, around it, and like what your family might think of you and what are your friends gonna think. And I wish that I just would have took the bait sooner and gotten in like ASAP.
Right. Wow. And I'm kind of glad you kind of touched on that a little bit, because I'm always wondering, not just for those, well, I guess especially for those in the trans community, but also for anybody that's like an adult star, especially for you, because it's almost kind of like a double dose of ignorance. I call it ignorance and of hate. Where do you summon your, I guess, your strength from? You know, because with that, you know, it comes a lot of, I'm pretty sure it's nothing new, where you get people who, you know, I call them keyboard cowards, who will sit behind a keyboard and spew a lot of hateful things. And, you know, you can't entirely be hidden from it. Unfortunately, some of it you see. So I guess at that point, where do you summon your strength and resolve from and getting through all of that?
Personally, you know, I do have a lot of people that are just waiting for me to fall on my face and see me fail, or like you said, the haters, the people that are writing me messages and comments that have no profile picture.
Yeah.
And I don't know, it's unfortunate that that's the way that the world is, but it gives me motivation to prove every single one of those people wrong. Like, the last thing I want to do is give them the satisfaction of giving them what they want and giving them the reaction. Like, it makes me work harder. It makes me just be even more on top of my game and give it my all, and just don't watch them hate me even more.
Right. Well, I know I can speak for pretty much all your fans, and we're glad that you do. You kind of almost have to be like, you know, with the blinders on and pretty much kind of like look forward and not off to the sides. So, yeah, definitely continue to do that. Do you ever read what's written about you? And I guess, too, while I'm asking that question, what's the, I guess, the wildest thing that you've seen written about you?
The wildest thing written about me. That's a good question. I do think there are, like, I mean, I've read rumors and, like, speculations about me with, like, certain celebrities, which I think is really just distasteful. I do not, I don't kiss and tell. And especially if there's an NDA involved, like, I would never, like, try and expose anybody. Yeah, I mean, I do keep tabs on, like, what is put out of, like, my name, because at least for being an actress or being in the entertainment industry, you're your own brand. So you kind of have to be aware of, like, what's going on, what people are saying about it. So I don't always take it to heart. I rarely, if ever, do. But I do like to, you know, just keep an eye on, like, what some people are saying, I guess. Yeah.
It's kind of hard not to. I know sometimes we have people on the show, and they're like, no, I never read what's written about me. But I'm like, but when you're your own brand, you kind of have to, in order to kind of, like, squelch some of the things that might, especially in this age of social media, might spread like wildfire, because all it takes is a couple of, you know, tweets that's something that's not true, and then it, like, spreads, and before you know it, it's trending, you know?
Yeah, it's really disgusting, I think, when even I see people in this industry, like, spreading false rumors about other performers, or, you know, I've had it done even to myself, and it's unfortunate. Like, I've seen rumors about, oh, she's, you know, messed around with certain people to get where she is. And it's like, there's certain people that I've never even met. I have no idea what they even look like. So it's pretty appalling that they would try and paint me out to look like something that I'm not. But I also think, hey, at the end of the day, I'm not talking about them at all. So if I occupy such a huge space in their mind, and they don't for mine at all, that's got to mean something, I feel.
Oh, yeah. Truer words were never spoken, because it's pretty much like, if they're coming at you like that, then obviously they feel either intimidated by or threatened by you, and they're trying to be in your spot, which means that you're doing something right.
I agree. 100%.
That's all she's going to say on that. I was like, yeah, I agree with that. So one of the things that I noticed is that with AVN this year, and you don't have to, you know, want to answer it, but one of the things that I noticed was that from a lot of the stars in, especially a lot of the trans stars, was that there seemed to be a little bit of disappointment this year. In regard to how things went at AVN. Some who were tweeting that they didn't feel that a lot of the trans categories got a lot of time, or that it got kind of pushed to, you know, the back burner. I guess, you know, do you...
I have something to say about this, for sure. Well, I attended the AVN award show last year as well, which is when I won Best Newcomer. And I, aside from them not bringing Performer of the Year on stage, they brought up Trans Thespian Award show this year. So, I mean, I think they just moved around the slots for who gets to go on stage. Last year, I'm not going to lie, like, it did... I don't know. I had a speech ready because, you know, I had a feeling like I was going to win, as much as, like, I did have some really fierce competition. I believed in myself, and I wrote, like, a whole speech and everything. So I wasn't able to go on stage, and they kind of rushed it last year, but they do it every year. It's not,
oh,
like...
Wow.
I don't know. I don't think – I do sympathize with Emma Rose for not being able to go on stage and, like, accept her Performer of the Year for AVN, because I know how that feels, especially when you have, like, an acceptance speech written. And you know, I do think it has been progress made with AVN, where they have they've included us a lot more, especially with presenting awards. And, you know, they still give us that space. Obviously, mm-hmm. it'd be nice if there was a little bit more space. But, it is what it is. I think there's been a lot of progress made. Obviously, we're not just given, like, Performer of the Year anymore. We have, like, other categories included.
Right.
And it's nice to see that. And obviously, if I could make AVN, like, a five-hour show, I would go to it even then. But where everyone can go on stage. But, I mean, when you're on a time, like, restraint, like, obviously things are going to end up getting rushed. And it happens every year, really. So, yeah.
Right. I have pretty much followed the adult industry for, I'm not going to age myself, but probably longer than you've been living. I will have to say, it has come, especially with the trans performers, it's come a very, very, very long way, mm-hmm. especially since 2000. You know, I remember a time when a lot of that wasn't even mentioned, acknowledged, or given categories. And now it has.
Yeah.
Now it's one of the most popular, parts of the industry. So,
And the awards, they've added more categories for sure, but the awards show is still the same length of time. So obviously I think things are going to get rushed. I don't know.
Oh,
that's
yeah.
just how I feel personally.
Yeah. It's kind of like the Grammy Awards. They can't do everything.
Exactly. And announce every nomination. Like,
yeah. I was going to ask
it's
you.
It's inevitable.
Yeah. I was going to ask you about that. So, from where you see, especially trans films in the industry, do you still see a lot of, or do you see like a greater, I guess, where does acceptance among fans of trans films, or do you see, because to me, I see like, you know, before you go into, it used to be years ago, you would go into your local bookstore and every other genre besides mainstream stuff would always be way in the back on the bottom shelf, tucked away, where if you were really looking for it, you had to find it. And now it's paired among all of the mainstream stuff where that's progress. Do you see still some obstacles for trans films? Or do you think now, you know, especially with the age of internet and with companies that are coming along, that it has taken huge steps?
I think there have been huge steps that have been made already, and there's only been progress been made, especially with acceptance and giving us our flowers and recognition. Now, I do think, like, there is some progress to be made. You know, I was some of the last batch of girls that were trans and shot with like browsers, and last year they didn't shoot any trans scenes, which is really unfortunate. But you know, I do think eventually these companies are gonna have to come around, because I mean the numbers don't lie.
No, they don't.
And people want it. The demand is there.
Yep. So, you big companies, if you're listening tonight, you need to get your act together and give Brittany Cade a call.
Just say when and where I'm there.
Yep. We're into some more films because we love to see Brittany Cade. So, yes. One of the things that I think I was talking with a friend, and they were always talking about, it seems, and I don't know if the pressure is always there, and I've seen you answer this question before, so forgive me for asking it again, but only because something else has happened since you answered the question. But it seems that there's usually, for a lot of trans performers, the question of if you would ever consider, like, gender reassignment surgery. And I guess it's a two-part question because, you know, recently Izzy Wild, who I love also, Izzy, if you're listening, love to have you on as well, that she was going to be doing that within the next 6 months. So I guess, do you always seem to get that pressure? Does it come more from the fans or within the industry? And what are your feelings about that? I know you said in the past, no, but I guess for those folks who haven't heard that answer, I'll let you give it.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I feel like if anything, like I really support Izzy because it's not easy. The
right.
pressure is there, but it's not to get gender reassignment surgery. It's, if anything, to keep your penis. Like, that's what all of our fans love to see. We look
right.
at people like Kimber James, for example, who was one of the first top trans adult stars
mm-hmm.
and had it done. And, you know, she, it affected her career, probably not for the best. So
right.
I think to come out and say it on stage like she did, it was just so brave of her. And
yeah.
it was really amazing to see.
Yeah. I could tell
but,
it took a lot.
Yeah, personally, sorry.
Yes, I could tell it took a lot. I watched that speech. It was, you know, it was very moving to see that because you can tell it's not an easy decision. And even then, you know, and saying it, she wasn't sure of where the road would lead. And yeah, it's that's a life decision. So I can tell. Yeah,
it is. But you know, like if. I can understand it, like, from, you know, a gender perspective of, like, if something is not correct in your body and you want to change it, like, you need to feel comfortable in your body. Like, that
right.
should be a priority over working with trans porn companies or, like, anything like that. I think she's definitely making the right decision for herself, and I'm happy to see it.
Exactly. Happy for. I always ask this question of anyone who's in the industry. What's your least favorite and favorite things about being in the adult industry?
My least favorite and most favorite, or?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So for my, I guess we'll start with my least favorite. it was like, something I had to adjust personally, like switching from living in a more not so public life and light to a more public world, especially like since I have, you know, been in situations where fans have like came up to my car or like knocked on my window or like, or even dealing with, like, stalkers and, like, them showing up to my conventions and, like, yeah. So that was something new.
Wow.
I do love, you know, my fans and putting myself out there also to be an inspiration for other trans women. But it was an adjustment to living more so in a public sense. But my most favorite would probably be able to connect with so many fans and, like, have them message me and tell me how, you know, I get a lot of messages from people being like, oh, I've never been attracted to trans women, and then I saw your movies. And I love, like, hearing messages like that, or even from other trans girls that might want to enter the industry or are early in their transition that look up to me and, you know, see me as a role model. That's really, like, so heartwarming for me.
Yeah. Oh, well, yeah, those are absolutely the great things about that when you can get that. I guess that was going to lead to my question because you alluded to it earlier. If you haven't seen Brittany Kane, I don't know where you've been. You've been under a rock, but she is extremely gorgeous. And I am sure that you get hit on constantly and people try to slide into your DMs. And I know there's NDAs, It's just a yes or no question, but have any famous people tried to do that, sliding into the DMs? Does it happen on a weekly basis? Does it happen often?
I mean, it has happened, yes. I'm not going to say
You don't have to say names. No names.
Yeah. I don't know. I also don't. I think, like, but that's for any porn star. I feel like a lot of us, you know, get those DMs. But I don't know. I don't think it's so classy when the girls, like, try to expose them. Like, I don't know. Who are you trying to fool? Like, yeah, you're hot, and he knows it. Like, we all know it.
Right. Yeah, there used to be a few people that did that, and it it kind of was one of those things where I'm like, oh, well, I guess nobody else is going to do that. I don't know what the end result to be, because it's like when you start doing that, at that point, everybody's now looking at you and is like, oh, well, can't really talk to them, you know?
Yeah, say goodbye to those DMs.
Right, pretty much. Now, I guess talking about that, being in the industry, and I'm not sure, I'm just throwing the question out there, but is it hard to date? How do you meet people? And how does someone out there who is trying to shoot their shot try to do that?
It really is hard dating, honestly. Like, I haven't, like, I've dated a little bit, but I haven't had much luck. It's been difficult for me to understand people's intentions on, you know, it's always been, oh, like, are they just into me because I'm trans and they have, like, a fetish or something. But now it's, like, are they just into me because I'm a porn star, and they want to be able to say we're with one, you know? So
exactly.
It's been more difficult, to be honest, and I haven't had much luck. So if anyone's listening, send me a DM.
Oh, now you're going to cause, like, a mass rush of people tonight. You tried to send a DM. Because I was going to say, I mean, it's not like you could go to, like, an app or, you know, and just be on, like, a local, like, Tinder app. I mean, it would be very hard to do, which I'm sure. And I'm pretty sure when it comes to mutual friends, they're probably having the same issue that you're having.
Yeah, I mean, it's honestly kind of sad seeing, like, some of the girls and, you know, them trying to navigate dating in this industry. Personally, I would never date within this industry, like a male performer or anything like that, just because I don't want to mix. I already mix business and pleasure enough, and I don't want that level added.
Right. No, that would be kind of hard, because then if things don't work out, then they're mutual friends and people who you got to work with, that makes it pretty awkward.
Exactly. And, like, obviously when I'm with a guy, they're going to have to share me and my co-stars. But when I'm with a guy, I don't want that guy doing anyone else but me. So, yeah, it's not been easy.
I think what you and everyone else, what you need a wingman. You need somebody that could be that buffer to, like, see the person on, like, you know, like, if anybody's trying to get to you, that person's there. So, yeah, you know, they can kind of sniff out if somebody's, like, on BS or probably not. So there you go.
No, definitely. Having someone, a third party, definitely can save me a lot of time.
There you go. I may have to, like, help you go through those DMs to see who's on BS and kind of do, like, some.
I'll send you a screenshot.
Yes, please do, because I can tell you pretty much if somebody's like, nah, I'm like, nah. Because all you got to do, the easiest thing, and you don't have time to do it, all you got to do, I'm not giving away the guy's secret or the women's secret. All you got to do is kind of look back at their social media, because if there's stuff in there that's questionable, chances are probably questionable person. So, yeah.
Like, if they have a profile picture with, like, a girl and he has his arm around her, even not the red flag.
It could be. You know, if it's, like, really, you know, if it's really close, and then they're saying, like, oh, that's my cousin. You know, it could be.
Oh, that's his sister. Okay.
Yeah, it's his sister, you know. But you have to do a little research, because if there's no other pictures of the sister and you don't see her on there, you know, you just have to, there's ways.
I see him kissing his sister on the beach or something in one picture.
Right, right. There we go. I'm going to have to start being your wingman. I'm going to have to figure this out. We will. This almost sounds like a reality show that we could do.
I honestly, like, I've been wanting to, like, pitch, because I filmed the pilot when I was, like, really young for a Lifetime for a show, but I think I want to do, like, a, you know, Rock of Love. I'd love to do Brainy of Love.
I think you should. You know, years ago, I actually, when, was it a Daisy De La Hoya was on there? I actually put in an application to see if I could get on it.
Oh, my God. I just watched that.
I knew it was way out of my league, but I was like, I'm just going to put in an application and see what happens. Of course, I never even made it past, like, this round, but, hey, you know, I think it should. And I think that on there, I can be your wing person or be the person they'll watch out and be an advisor. And I see ratings gold.
You heard it here first.
Yep. So when Brittany comes back next year, we talk about, you know, Brittany of Love, and then that's what we're doing. Yep.
Can't wait.
I'm always interested, though, in being in the industry. I know, you know, you really have just kind of, like, started into it. So there's a lot of things that, you know, you haven't done, but I always like to ask, is there anyone in the industry that you'd like to work with but haven't yet? And is there, well, this is a three-part question. So anyone in the industry that you'd like to work with but haven't yet, is there anything that you haven't done yet that you'd like to do? And I guess, what won't you do? What won't your fans ever see you do?
That's a really good question. I would love, I've, you know, done scenes for my own site with Aubrey Kate, but I know she eventually does want to, you know, do a comeback to studio scenes, and I would love to do one with her. So that is really exciting, but something I've wanted to do for such a long time, and I'm so excited because I'm finally manifesting it and talking with Gender X and Jim Powers about sometime next month about doing a 10-on-1 gangbang. So I'm really excited for that one.
Okay.
They don't normally do those type of scenes for, if they do do them for trans girls, it's like 10 trans girls on one girl, but I want to be the only girl.
Ah.
So I'm going to enjoy myself next month for sure.
Well, I hope you do. Shout out to Aubrey Kate. Love Aubrey too. And
oh,
I guess,
I love
what,
her.
Yeah, yes. I guess, what won't you do? If fans say, hey, are you going to ever, and then you're like, nope, leave it at strictly for personal life.
I have a list of people that I won't work with.
Ah.
Most of them are male performers, believe it or not. So,
seems to be happening a lot now.
Funny, because I constantly get messages from guys being like, how do I get into the industry? And it's like, boy, I wish I had an answer for you, because at the same time, this industry really needs some new male talent.
You touched on that. Now, I wasn't going to touch on it tonight, but I'm kind of curious while I got you here. There seems to be kind of like some type of, I don't know what's happening lately, but there seems to be some type of brewing storms within the industry where, you know, there's a lot of guys who used to be on BS, they're getting called out for it now. at the same time, you have a lot of, quote, content creators who are trying to work their way into working with a lot of mainstream talent, but aren't doing the necessary things to get there. Is that kind of hard? Because it's kind of like you have so few guys, it seems, within the industry, and if some of them come off kind of like jerks, and worse, you know, it kind
or
of
crazy.
Yeah, or crazy. It kind of thins out the herd. And I guess at this point, because there's guys who are out there who are wondering, and I guess that's it always seems to be the main question that every adult performer that I've ever talked to. I've done this show now for over 10 years, and every time the one main question that I always seem to hear is, how do I get in? And I guess, like you said, even the one thing is that none of you could really answer, because it's one of those things that just happens. You know, you kind of have to connect with the right people, it seems.
Yeah, I think, you know, it does help if you have a Twitter and, like, you're also in, like, Porn Valley here in California, like, living in a city, or even Miami or Vegas, a central city that where they are filming a lot of scenes. And it's also, like, it does help to know someone that's already in the game. Like, it's easier for girls, but male talent, if you're dying to get in, definitely, like, be DMing producers, be, you know, obviously do talent testing or Cutting Edge or any of the standardized testing that we do, and just try and, you know, OnlyFans is amazing for being able to get your name out there as well. Like, I remember when I just had gotten into the industry and was doing OnlyFans, Aubrey K was one of the first major people I got to work with for content, and it definitely helped, like, put me on the map, I feel. And so I would definitely suggest just getting your name out there, putting, you know, your content on Twitter or X, DMing the directors, and, you know, try your best, because we really need you.
Also, perhaps somebody's listening out there. Perhaps somebody's listening out there tonight, and that future somebody could be doing the scene with you. Never know.
Exactly. Hit up Hussy Models. I know they love working with new talent, too. I think the fresher you are, the better. So, yeah, send them a message. Say Brittany sent you.
Does that mean that you also get, like, a referral fee for that?
Well, I'm actually, like, I obviously love doing scenes, but I would eventually love to be working as an agent for Hussy Models and taking on new talent on that side. So, yeah, by then I'll be getting, you know, my 15%. My booking fee.
Yeah. Get the booking fee, man. You know, who better? I think sometimes, you know, there's a lot of agents, but who better to kind of judge or bring on, you know, new talent, like the talent that's there, you know? So. Yeah,
I definitely agree. I also, like, right now, Hussy Models is, like, the only major industry, like, agency that has only one trans performer signed to them, which is me. So I'd love to also, you know, take on some more trans girls, because I think there's a lot of potential out there as well.
There you go. Yeah. No, bring them on. Bring them on. I was going to ask you about any upcoming projects, and I guess for the fans out there, some of the latest things that Brittany's in, she does have, I think, what, Trans Slumber Party, which, and, Trans Ray from Gender X Films. I think My TS Stepdaughter 5 is also out. You were on the cover of that. So what else could the fans be on the lookout for, and what should they be going to? Or I know you got OnlyFans as well, so I'll let you press that as well. But let the fans know what's coming up for you.
Well, you know, I do have BrittanyK.com. Obviously, that's always up and running. But I will be doing my first ever double anal over there. So that's something to look out for. Really exciting. But I also have, like, toys. I have, like, I already have a dildo line out with kinkmob.com. But we are going to introduce strokers very soon. So that's something to look out for. And I'm also working again with Aubrey out in the end of April, as well as Angelica Good, Mia Isabella, and a lot of other really hot trans performers. We're all going to do one really big scene. So, again, only at BrittanyK.com, and of course they're OnlyFans as well, but check it out on mine.
How does one prep for a double anal scene?
Honestly, it's been interesting. It really just starts with toys. I think, like, you have to, it's really helpful if you have, like, larger to smaller plugs or dildos, and, you know, working your way up to the big boys.
I asked Avery Jade that same question a while back. How does one prep for stuff like that? It's not easy.
It's, you know, it's fun. Practice makes perfect.
Wow. Oh, man. Well, we definitely can't wait until that comes out. You know, I was going to say, you know, it goes along. I think fans, and I'm pretty sure everybody tonight, everyone's always appreciative, because it's like with every scene, if you do a scene in which every scene I think that you do, people are like, man, I wish that was me. So I think that's why people love you so, because you have, like, it seems like you really do enjoy when you get the chance to do these scenes.
I love it. I live for it. Like, when I'm on set, I'm giving it my all. Like, I think also the camera doesn't lie, and you can always pick up when their chemistry is off or when it's awkward, and, you know, you really have to bring the sex and be sexy, you feel confident, and I love it. It's literally my element.
Awesome. That is awesome. Well, you made it through the questions. I have rapid-fire questions, which I hope you are ready for.
Oh, boy.
I love this part because whenever we get a chance to do this, we always learn a little bit more. So we're going to do a little bit of rapid fire. First question, what's the best way to start the day for you?
The way to start the day is with a large black iced coffee from Starbucks.
That's not where I thought it was headed.
morning wood.
No, it could be the coffee. That's fine. Some people, surprisingly, I think out of everyone that I talked to, some people said that they don't like morning sex, that they prefer like midday or like early evening sex, not even nighttime sex. Is there a time of day that, or is any time of the day?
I do like morning. I like morning, midday, and night. But if I have, like, say I'm going to go live on my website, I'm going to save my boner and all my juices for my fans.
There you go. Well, we appreciate it. If you weren't doing modeling and adult entertainment, you would be doing what?
I would be probably a sugar baby on a yacht or something. Being a gold digger.
pleasure for you?
Ooh, guilty pleasure. Aside from married men, probably chocolate.
Really? Now I'm going to ask you the question. Because I know some people, when they talk about chocolate, is it dark chocolate or caramel chocolate?
I'm one of the weirdos. I like dark chocolate.
All right. Likes the dark chocolate. Gotcha.
I love it. Can't get enough.
See, and I don't understand. Maybe, I don't know. Everyone loves, like, dark chocolate, which Hershey bar, that's cool. I guess if I were to choose, yeah, I don't know. It's that's a toss-up, but I get it. In the movie about your life, who would play you?
The movie about my life. I would probably see either, like, Sydney Sweeney or, like,
ooh,
Emma Roberts.
Love Sydney Sweeney. Did you see her on SNL a couple weeks ago?
Yes, she's so gorgeous. I can't stop staring at her boobs.
Yeah, well, it was hard not to. I think somebody there at SNL pretty much was like, you know what? Every scene, we're it's going to be like a low-cut shirt. Then we're also going to do a Hooters sketch. And we're also going to do this, too. And then
I love it.
End.
I've done a Hooters scene, so it was perfect.
There you go. See, you should always – I think there should be a movie – if you haven't already done it. But there you go. The Hooters thing. If you could do a scene with anyone that's not in the adult industry, who would it be?
Ooh, that's a tough one. Like dead or alive?
Oh, it's fair. We could stretch it out that way, dead or alive. Or both.
I would love, like, I think Hugh Hefner would be iconic. I used to want to be a playmate so bad as, like, a teenager. So I think our sex tape would go viral.
I'm sure it would. When you're not working, you're doing what?
Ooh, when I'm not working, I'm probably maybe like getting my nails done or my hair done or a tan or trying to look sexy for my next scene.
All right. The first thing that you notice about a guy.
Ooh, first thing I notice about a guy would probably be his smile.
Okay. All right. Favorite thing about sex?
Oh, my gosh. Just one thing?
Oh, you mentioned a few.
Well, first of all, it's a great workout. Yeah. But also, like, I don't know, you just get, like, this crazy head rush you don't get anywhere else. And, like, you feel attracted, you feel sexy, and I don't know, it's just, it's ecstasy. I love it.
I can understand that. I had a few, well, I got two more questions, but one of the, it was so hard, but I loved this one that I came up with. You're on a game show, and you have a lifeline to call any fellow performer to help you with an answer. Who are you calling?
Ooh, probably, honestly, I feel like Nick Lachey would pick up.
Okay.
She would help a girl out for sure.
All right. Do you have a secondary or third call? You know?
Secondary, okay. If it was, like, a trans question, definitely Aubrey Kate, for sure. Probably, like, for director, Jim Powers.
Okay. We love Aubrey Kate too. So yes, you can definitely do that call. And the final rapid question here. What's the best way to end the day?
Ooh, honestly, as soon as I get my nut, I just knock out. So I think that's the best way.
I love it. I love it. I can understand.
I'm not the only one, right?
Huh?
I know I'm not the only one.
Oh, no, no, you're not the only one. Sometimes some people want to go back for more. Sometimes after that first one, like, oh, I'm good. Especially if it's
round
like one
two.
Of those, yeah, especially if it's like one of those, like, really head, like you said, one of those head-rushing, like, orgasmic, like, just you nearly passed out, like, yeah.
Like, out-of-body experience.
Right.
Or just stay out of body and go to sleep after.
Yes. Yes. That would work. And that had me, that had everybody just thinking back to when that happened for them. Hopefully it happens for everybody, at least more often than not. So
I pray that everyone experiences that.
Yes. Well, you know what? Like I said, I am so thankful because I know your time is valuable. You could be anywhere besides here tonight. I love you, and I thank you so much for coming on tonight. I hope that, you know, it's now that you've been on, you know, I always tell everybody, now that you've been here, that means that, you know, you are now family. So whenever you want to come back on, mi casa es su casa. Definitely, please come back. I hope you had fun tonight.
Oh, thank you. Yes, absolutely. I had the best time. I really appreciate you for having me on and getting to answer all your like crazy and thought-provoking questions. I loved it.
That's what we try to do here. So, you know, I try to answer stuff that you never, because there's like, you've done interviews, so I'm sure that there's like a lot of questions that you get just so often. And then you get the serious ones, and that lags on. And then you want to have fun with the interview, so I hope that you did. So, you know, but yes.
I definitely. This is so fun.
Well, I hope you come back. And for all the fans out there, I'm not going to miss one because Brittany's going to help me out of here. I know on X you are at B-Doll Brittany. On OnlyFans, get there. Barbie Doll Brittany. Brittany Kate XO on Instagram, correct?
Correct. Also, for my OnlyFans, you could just type in BrittanyKate.com. That's
yes.
easy.
Yeah, BrittanyKate.com.
Definitely also be on the lookout for the next time I'm on here, too, because I'm definitely going to make a reappearance.
Yeah, I would love it if you do. We've had people make multiple appearances on this show, so I hope that you do. But yes, no, we definitely would love to have you back. So no, wherever Brittany's at, definitely do that, especially to Elnie fans. And buy your porn. Don't get it any other way. And that just makes you a jerk.
Buy my porn, buy my dildos, and my stroker coming soon.
Yeah, buy everything because, yes. And of course, you want to listen to this show again because live is good, but you always want to listen to it again because it was an awesome show and Brittany was awesome. And you can catch this show not only here, but you can catch it on Spotify, wherever you get your Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio. So we're a little bit everywhere where everybody can catch it. So hopefully you all are able to catch it. Brittany Cade, I hope that 2024 is an awesome year. We're so glad that you are you and you're doing what you're doing. Keep doing what you're doing. Big things ahead, and we can't wait to see what else you do. So thank you so much for coming on tonight.
Absolutely. Thank you again for having me. It was amazing. And better get ready because Brittany of Love comes out. I'm going to need you on there.
Yes. Brittany of Love. And hopefully there's room for me to be like the like person that weeds out all the bad stuff for.
My wingman.
Yes, the wingman. Well, that will do it for this evening. My special thanks to Brittany Kate. Also, before I forget, special thanks to Erica Icott over at the Rub PR. Can't thank Erica enough. And yeah, catch Brittany on social media. I try to break it down, but catch her wherever she's at and support her, and you know, show your love for Brittany Kate. Brittany, have a great evening. Can't wait to see you back here. And thanks again.
Absolutely. Thank you.
All right. And that will do it for the 411 Lounge. Until next we meet, I am LeVar. Thanks so much for listening, everyone. And as always, in closing, I will tell you to take care of yourselves and each other and be kind out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. Good night.
Thanks for listening to the 411 Lounge. You can get all the latest show news on Twitter at News Comment BTR. And you can add us as a podcast on Apple.